The Gemara says in the Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Beis, the beginning of Perek Arba'a Raitev, that Tanina Halatana Rabbanon Shemrin L'Tumakalo V'le Shemrin L'Tumachamura. This din Shemrin V'Tumakalo V'Tumasaykum Anaf V'Tumachamura. Menalan the Tana Rebbe Shmuel Kozer Zera Shei Zerek Kedashim Neodam Mitzvah Mizriya Chita Bekli Basa Sar Bekli Basa Adashim Bekli Pasan. So we darshan from here that the way it's metame, the way people are zareyed, which is Chita Bekli Basa Sar Bekli Basan, even with the Shemer. It's considered that that is the, it's going to be Matam Tumasaychim because that's the Eifin, the people are Zareh. So it's Mavor in the Gemara that the Derech was to be Zareh Chita B'Kli Pasa. Taisis has a Kasha from the Gemara in the end of Ksubis, where the Gemara says, learns a Kavachimer, that we know that Tzadikim lost a lover by Sres HaMesim are going to get up with their Levushim, with their clothing. So the Gemara says Kavachimer from Chita. The Mada Chita, which is Nikveres Aruma, when you put it into the ground, it's Arum, it has no Levush. Yetzib a kama levushin, it comes out with kama levushin. Tzadikim shenek for belevushem, achas kama kama, they will have kama levushin. So it's mavur in the Gemara that the Gemara understood that achita is nikvar saruma, not with a klipa. So l'char tzarechian, over here it's mashva, that it's nikvar with a klipa. And Taisa says that the Gemara just means that afkish nikvar aruma, yetzib a kama levushin. Avada the derech is with a klipa, like the Gemara says over here, but even if you happen to be covered aruma, still it will be yetzib with kama levushin. That's what the Gemara means over there. But the emphasis is that I think that if you look in Rashi, from the Dag Bilshana, I think Rashi Bilshana Hazav is really bavarding Tarsus' discussion. Rashi is a Menachos and Dafayinim Ubeis on the same Brisa of Kedesh Me'odam Matzim Lizriya. Rashi says that Kedesh Me'odam Matzim Lizriya She'en Makpidin in Kilpasin Sar Vavasin. Kachim Mitzar from Lutuma. So Rashi says, what does it mean that Me'odam Matzim Lizriya, that they're not Makpid whether it has a Klipa or not? So why does Rashi say that they're not makpid if it has a klipa? The Gemara says that this is how they're zareh, zareh with a klipa. Rashi is nizar to say that, not that they are zareh that way, but they don't care. It doesn't bother them if it has a klipa or it doesn't have a klipa. So I think Rashi is bavarning this kasha, that avada people, the derech probably is to do it without a klipa, to do it aruma. But people are not makpid if it has a klipa. It doesn't bother them, so that's considered the way people do it, that they don't look whether it has it or not. But the ikar mahalach was to do it without a klipa, and that's what the Gemara Ksubis means. That it's Nikvaris Aruma, and the truth is, I think Rashi Abir is also mashma like this, because Rashi says in Dibra Maskel Klipa, he says, when he's talking about Hadashim, Shadashim, Chavi Lesaicha, Shein Makpidin Alea, B'Sha Zriya, L'B'Sha Sachila. Again, he uses this Lashon of Ein Makpidin. He doesn't say that they're, you know, Kilu, they bedafka do it that way, but they don't care if it happens to have a Klipa, B'Sha Zriya. But Avada, they're not going to be Mak, but if it doesn't have either, so there definitely could be a Mahalach to do it Aruma. It doesn't need to have a klipa when you do it. And Shuvah, you see that the Tais Rashi over here really says it's teretz, that the Gemara just means that they're not makbid, but Avada the Ikar Malach was to do it without the klipa.